White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 9th, 1903. Dear children, Edson and Emma, this morning I was unable to sleep past 2 o'clock. I rose and had written 17 pages before breakfast. Of late, I have written much. Willie has just brought me your letter written from Nashville, October 1st. I was glad to read this letter and to know that the situation is relieved and that you are no longer under such heavy financial pressure. I have had to borrow some more money, about $750. I fear that unless some money comes in from my books, I shall have to borrow money from the bank, and on this I shall have to pay a high rate of interest. Of late, we have all been very busy. Some of the time during this week, all the members of my family have been engaged in helping with the winemaking or in picking grapes. We have been anxious to finish this work before the rains came, and thus far we have been favored with beautiful weather. We feared that the rain would come before our grape crop was picked, and that much of the fruit would perish on the vines. Last Sabbath afternoon, the clouds looked as if rain would soon fall, and toward evening it began to sprinkle. As soon as the Sabbath was over, all our family went down to the vineyard and picked grapes until 10 o'clock. The moon was full, and so it was not very dark. They picked over a ton of sweet water grapes. However, the rain did not come. We have sold some of our grapes to the sanitarium and to a fruit store in St. Helena. I will not sell grapes to the wineries, and in order to save our crop, we bought the machinery necessary to make unfermented wine and have crushed and bottled nearly all our grapes. This year the grape crop was very good. The grapes were of an excellent quality. I wish that you could have been here to enjoy them with us. I should very much enjoy a visit with you. We have had a good crop of tomatoes, and Mrs. Nelson has canned over 200 quarts. To me, it seems like a miracle that there should be so large a crop, for not a drop of rain has fallen since before the seeds were planted. Nearly every day for about 2 months, we have had sweet corn on our table. It is the nicest sweet corn we have ever had. Sister Nelson has dried about half a bushel. We accept these good things as a miracle of God's mercy. We praise our Heavenly Father for His goodness and love. He moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. The other day, Clarence Chrysler, Doris Robinson, and Sarah went to a place just beyond St. Helena and gathered a box of figs. We get these figs in exchange for grapes. Brother Megan has been with us for a day or two. He left this morning, and Willie and I went to the station with him that we might talk over some of the perplexing questions that have arisen. The ride rested me.